partnership and summoned his 200,000 ecstatic listeners to tear down all remaining walls between peoples. Last week, Obama did not tell Europeans what they wanted to hear, and the response of the invited audience at Oslo City Hall, whose decor seemed to have been inspired by that of a progressive preschool, was distinctly muted. Between these two speeches, the president spent months deciding whether and why to send young Americans to kill and die in Afghanistan. He seems to have emerged from the intense self-education of this policy review, which included visits to Walter Reed Hospital and Arlington National Cemetery, with a new resolve about his power as commander-in-chief. In Oslo, Obama was in effect calling the bluff of absolutists on both the right and the left. The evangelical idealism and blunt militarism of President George W. Bush did more to taint than to advance the cause of human rights. Both at West Point and in Oslo, Obama's realistic appraisal of a worldwide landscape of bad options served as an implicit rebuke to the simplifications of his predecessor. And yet, American weapons and bloodshed, not the dream of world peace, he said, have helped underwrite global security for more than six decades. There are no good options, but that doesn't relieve Americans of the responsibility to choose, and at times, if necessary, to choose the